Tonight, controversy erupts in Ejusu with just 8 days to the by-elections there as NDC fights off claims it is sponsoring the former MPP three-term parliamentary candidate against his former party.
Now, why you don't want to follow the party? You know, is it NDC people who are pushing you? Is it NDC people? We are going to go deep to it.
Plus, Rhodes Minister says more controversy on the Ejusu campaign trail after suggesting he will not listen to any other MP elected from Ejusu who isn't from the MPP in the award of road contracts.
As we speak, the government has a candidate on the ground. If you vote an independent candidate, how does he come to me to lobby for Rhodes?
And top stories always brought to you by Telecel. Now, tonight, there is fresh controversy in it. Just 8 days of the by-elections there. And it comes in the wake of accusations leveled by the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NPP against the NDC that he is sponsoring one of the MPP's former parliamentary MP for the area, indeed, Kwabena Owusu-Odoomi, who was a three-term member of parliament for that particular constituency. We're hearing from the NPP now, and they are beginning to lay out what they believe to be the evidence to back this. But the NDC is fighting this off. My colleague, Danai Aljumai, is in the studio with me. He's been following up on this for us and all the controversy ahead of the by-elections on April 30. And there's a lot happening today, and we'll get into the rest pretty shortly. But these allegations were first made, I believe, by the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP. What really is that about?
So exactly, to the NPP, they had opportunity, that is, Mr. Odoomi had opportunity to run in the primary. So the decision not to run means he's against the party's bid to retain power. And according to Chairman Wuntumi, this decision of Mr. Odoomi is further affecting the cohesion of the party in the Ashanti region. But Mr. Odoomi's explanation for not running in the primary is that the register used is flawed. Therefore, if he went into the election, it means that probably he wouldn't have succeeded in becoming the parliamentary candidate for the New Patriotic Party.
And the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP is insisting, asking those questions. And he seemed very convinced that there is some other motivation beyond just Odoomi contesting as an independent candidate there. Listen to him.
Honorable, Ajay, Ajay was the MP. Then he was a minister. Then you came to overthrow him. Then you also become deputy minister. Then John Kuma also came to overthrow you. So now why you don't want to follow the party? You know, is it NDC people who are pushing you? Is it NDC people? We are going to go deep to it. MPP have helped you. So if MPP have helped you, you cannot be disloyal to this party who has helped you. If we ask you what you have, as what the MPP have helped you or done for a Ejusu constituency, this is what you can boast for. So if you don't allow Kwabena Buatin to go, so how can you, your turn also will come? When it will be your turn? You see, so we are a political party. We are a very strong party. Even when John Kuma is there, John Kuma beat him. You know, so Honorable Kwabena Buatin is going to beat him. They call him lawyer go, lawyer come. You know, lawyer go, lawyer come. This is what we are going to do. And at the moment, development is what the Joshua people need. And I'm going to support you to make sure all their needs and their wants, we try to do as much as we can.
Now, what about Odoomi himself? Has he said anything about this, what his motives are?
So according to him, ever since he left power or he left office as the MP for Ejoso, the people have been calling on him to stage a comeback, and he was willing. Even before the death of John Kuma, the people were calling on him, and he was interested in staging a comeback. Now, for the challenges that he believes the register comes with, there's no need for him to stand or to run as a parliamentary candidate for the New Patriotic Party. Hence, his decision to come as an independent candidate, and he believes that on April 30th, he'll be able to beat the NPP candidate because he has the people at heart, and the people believe that he's the best choice to replace John Kuma in the by-election.
Thankfully, I want to bring in Musa Fakbande, he's the NDC's Deputy General Secretary, and also can speak to Herina Nabwache, he's a national organizer of the NPP. Nabwache, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Thank you very much, Ivan. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. Great to have you. Musa Fakbande is also on. Musa, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Nana, it's good. It's good hearing your voice.
And Musa Fakbande, the accusation is that you are sponsoring Adeyemi. Is the party doing this?
We would have as well contested that election. Except that we believe that it is not politically strategic. And in terms of even the strategy that plays out into the overall election, we believe that we are not going to rather focus our energy into that. I want to believe that the NDC will rather focus on 2024. We will not sponsor anybody against the MPP in this by-election. Everything that is happening in Ejoso is an infight within the MPP, a disorganized group of people faced with disenchantment by the ordinary Ghanaian, a group of people who are struggling to deface themselves. And how would they invite the NDC into this tea party? We reject that invitation. We are not part of that tea party. We will not be part of that tea party. It is shameful that this is happening in a situation where we believe that the NPP could have done better to honor the astute late Deputy Minister of Finance and MP for Ejoso. Indeed, Nana, do you agree with me that John Kuma is our colleague? He's a young man, very intelligent. The circumstances surrounding his death in itself is quite suspicious, denting the MPP. And to have in their own party fighting and then even having another political party emerging. And then from there, they cannot deal with it, only to draw NDC in it. President Akufo-Addo is blaming the NDC for his failure. So we are not surprised. It won't end until we get them out of power.
So you deny that you are behind Adeyemi, but his contest, his participation in this by-election as an independent candidate, many look at that and say, well, Adeyemi's to the MDC's favor, does it not? I mean, especially when you've decided that you're not going to fill the candidate there.
Well, Evan, the candidate you're talking about is a blooded, full-trained, well-composed MPP member. He was a former MP on the MPP ticket.
Not only a former MP, fact, three-time MP at 1.84% of the vote. He holds a record as far as that is concerned.
Reiterates that he was a deputy minister, an appointee of the government. And so if that person decides to go and contest independence, then it is the MPP, the NDC, that is behind that candidate. We are so powerful to influence NPP members in their stronghold against their own government. That is what makes our party the strongest political party in Ghana. And that is what positions us as the next government. Introducing us to needless conversations. We are busy trying to prepare the minds of Ghanaians against winning an election so that the problems we find ourselves in, the situation Nana B and his government has plunged the nation into, where every Ghanaian is hungry, that situation has to be reversed in 2025. That is the most important focus of the NDC.
And Nana B is with me. Nana, so you've heard your Ashanti Regional Chairman make these allegations that Adeyemi has been sponsored by the NDC. You are the national organizer. You support that position he's been expressing over the last few days?
Oh, you see, clearly, I've been in the constituency for almost about a week, and the sentiment, if you look at what the NDC, because yes, they don't have the NDC candidate in the race, but don't forget that there are NDC members who are electorates in the constituency. And what the NDC underground, they are telling their electorates that go and vote for Edumi. That is what they are doing.
As in the NDC guys,
yes,
on the ground, they are asking NDC
because
voters
to
vote for
Edumi. They do not have the candidate. In fact, they actually have, they've elected a parliamentary NDC parliamentary candidate in Edumi. For me, I concluded that the NDC's decision to or not to contest in this election, for me, it was a poor strategy. But then that is the NDC. If I were an NDC member, I would have been very, very piqued by this decision, because you are in an election year. This is an election where you even need to test your strength. Then again, I think that it was a poor decision.
But they'll test their strength on December 7th.
No, you know, that is why I'm saying that you have already elected a parliamentary candidate in Edumi. Who is there? The person is campaigning. So if you do not expose this person now, at this moment, so that even the person can identify her flaws, they have a lady as a parliamentary candidate. So for me, I think that the reasons why they did not contest is what is coming up, because they were thinking that Edumi is a formidable force. He's been three-time MP. You know what? Why don't we just move away from these elections? Let's support Edumi underground. Because that is what they are doing. They have told their members that, yes, because NDC members are also electorates in the constituency. So they have not told them that do not vote. But they are rather telling them that when you go to vote, vote for Edumi.
But what is the strategic advantage there, considering that if what they're doing actually leads to any significant gains for Edumi, and then let's say he wins.
Saying that they are going to fail. They are going to fail in the sense that they are thinking that maybe by going behind the Edumi, who is a known, because Edumi is MPP and MPP is Edumi. So by going behind or by throwing their support behind Edumi, Edumi possibly could cause an upset, and which would negatively impact on our numbers in parliament. I mean, that is exactly the strategy. But
it appears to me that the MPP is really scared about this strategy.
I think that you should have corrected Mustafa Gbande. You see, there are no controversies surrounding our dear brother John Kuma's death, and we should not politicize it. We have reports. We know how and why he died. So he should not add up to this negative campaign about our dear brother's report and death. We know. So I was expecting that Evans, you should have corrected him. There are no controversies. We have had reports that he was suffering from some ailment. So that should have been corrected in the first place. But we are very much focused
on a substantive point. This Edumi,
yes, factor. We are very much focused. Our parliamentary candidate, Royal Kwabena Boateng, young man, very energetic, very sharp, very intelligent. He is also a lecturer at Kentin Apiam Nkrang University. We are focused. We are going to win this 10 hands down. I'm not sure that the people, the GFO, the electorates who are so much in love with MPP, and we are doing so much in the constituency. In fact, for roads alone, we have almost about 32 projects within the district for roads alone. Hospitals are coming up, school buildings are coming up. John Kuma did so well. He facilitated job opportunities for the young people in the constituency. He did so well. And just so is going to make sure that they honor the memory of Dr. John Mpunjokuma. And I can tell you for a fact that Lawyer Kwabena Boateng is going to win overwhelmingly.
You talk about roads there. You know, there are many in the constituency who speak to us and they say those roads were done because of Edumi's influence directly. They attribute that to him and not necessarily
to the MPP. And maybe some few supporters. Yes. I mean, we need to put things in this perspective.
Whatever it is, the constituents have been saying that.
Don't forget that he lost the election. He's been out of parliament. We have... there was a certain MP, John Kuma, who was a deputy finance minister. And John Kuma, during the primaries, he went unopposed. So he was championing these projects. It cannot be said that the former MP was championing this project. It cannot be said.
Well, some constituents believe that. And if you put in the Edumi factor, and you are alleging that NDC is actually now asking their voters there to go vote for him, this must leave you quaking in your boots.
I'm saying
that if you put everything you've said to me together, considering that some constituents believe Edumi when he tells them that the roads that they've seen is because of his ingenuity, as somebody who was in the road sector.
No, it cannot be said. He is trying to push that narrative. That is not the case.
Well, the intelligence we have,
the people in the district know that because of MPP, because we've had Honorable Oseji, who was an MPP member, he was a former minister for foreign affairs.
Well, Nana Bwachi, tell you what, the intelligence we have and the voices that we've been speaking to in the constituency, many in fact believe what Edumi is telling them. And I'm telling you that this must certainly leave you and others in the party quaking in your boots.
Because you've not said anything. I mean, when you just make an open statement, I've been the constituency for a week, you are in a car interviewing me. I'm telling you that I've been the constituency. What they believe is that Honorable John Kuma was the MP, he was a deputy minister, and he was championing these projects. So I'm surprised why you sit in Accra. I'm telling you that I'm in the constituency. And you are saying you have intelligence.
You know that we have a whole unit, a whole station that is.
And I'm telling you the intelligence is wrong. It is wrong because it is not as if he is the immediate past MP. Your assessment could have been right then. But I'm telling you, this is a young man who had served a full term and he was going for another term. He went on the post. So he was going for another term. And then he was there, before then he was a CEO, and then he had become deputy finance minister. And if you're deputy finance minister, yes, you cannot, your influence is always important. So the people in the constituency believe that John Ampuntio Kuma was the person championing for this project. He was their MP, he was a deputy minister for finance, and it was the MPP championing these projects, not an individual.
Well,
so I'm telling you that you are wrong.
You made the point I need to put to Mustapha Agbande. Mustapha Agbande, you've heard Nabi say that on the ground, NDC is campaigning and asking your voters to vote for Edumi. True?
Well, you are using a very powerful network when Nabi is speaking to citizens and having their testimonies and audio. He's telling you that he's in the constituency and you are in Accra. This is typical of MPP. They don't accept anything reality until they fail. How can you think that NDC will convince your party supporters? What they are doing is to set an agenda.
Your voters. He means you're telling your voters in there. Of course, I mean, the last time we had like 17,000 votes in Edusu. So you have some following there.
Evans, we prepared our parliamentary candidate for 2024 election. We didn't contemplate that a certain deputy minister will allegedly be poisoned so that we'll go and contest the election. We are not contesting. We are not campaigning for anybody. We are not participating in that election. MPP is running its own race, and it will judge the MPP. What they are trying to do is to set a conversation where if the independent candidate gets 2 votes, then they come to say, NDC was supporting the independent candidate and that they didn't vote for the independent candidate. So therefore, MPP is popular on the ground. The hungry Ghanaian will manifest themselves in any election against the MPP. And that is what we know. They should stop setting cheap agenda and let us have a bigger conversation. The conversation is that the MPP have failed. The conversation is that their government have failed. The conversation is that their party is divided. They should go and deal with their crisis and leave the NDC out. When we decided to go to Asenot, we went. Nana B was the one making noise that he was the first person to go to Asenot. We went there and we beat them.
Yeah, and in Ejusu, you know you will lose.
And we made that statement.
Well, in Ejusu, you know you will lose, and you not just lose, you lose horribly. And so you decided to chicken out.
Well, what is the point going to win a seat for just 7-8 months and then going back for a similar election in the stronghold of your opponent? It is not political. Nana B thinks it's a weak strategy. We don't have any strategy, but we are very sensible to the political atmosphere and decide to do what will benefit or what will credit our winning of 2024 election. So whatever he thinks, let him think. But we know when we decided we wanted to make a political statement in Kumawu, we went there and we made a statement. When we decided to win, I say not, contrary to their schemes, we went there and we won. Again, this is a government that only undertakes projects for the people of Ghana when somebody dies or when there's a by-election. That is what they are known for, misplaced priorities. Nana B should tell me, when John Kuma was alive, did we have contractors in that constituency working? A government that does not work until somebody dies and we are going for a by-election. They should bow their head in shame, not knowing what to do for the people of Ghana. They are only waiting for by-election. That is why some people were calling for other MPs to resign so that we'll go for by-election before the country can be developed under President Akufo-Addo. That is the reality. And so this conversation of you are in the constituency, Nana B, you are in Asenot, but you still lost.
Nana B?
The media will always be there.
Mr. Gbande, just a second. Nana B, yes.
Yeah, even so, why is Mustafa also refusing to acknowledge that he was also in Kumawu and he lost? I met him in Kumawu and he lost. Why? Why is he trying to only, you know, highlight the fact that we went to Asenot and then we lost? He was also in Kumawu and they lost miserably. So the fact is that, even again, you did this, and I think it is not fair. Look, somebody dies. The cause of his death is confirmed by doctors. And yet you have a political activist on your show saying that he was allegedly poisoned, and you still let it go. It is wrong, Evans. It is wrong. These are sensitive matters. And don't forget that the wife even reported a certain journalist on radio ranting, making all of these unfortunate comments. And I'm surprised that you allow Mustafa Gbande to pass these comments that he was allegedly poisoned.
Well, on the specific subject of allegedly poisoned, if I've heard him make that comment directly, as you put it, of course I'll raise the questions. He raised questions about the controversy around.
No, you don't know. He said that just in his second submission, he mentioned that why would they want to contest in a constituency where the MP was allegedly poisoned? And then you let it go.
For the record, that is a subject that, in fact, from what we know, has been reported to the police, I think by the wife the last time she spoke.
So you are not aware that there's a confirmation of it?
I'm just I'm stating a few facts that the police are investigating. The wife have said
that there are almost three reports.
If you let me finish, you'll see where the point I'm going with this. That the wife herself has come to say categorically that it isn't foul play. And those who had made the allegations, she had reported them to the police because she believes and she knows for a fact that there's no foul play there. And that's so we go with that until the police come with something else. And I know the police are investigating those claims.
Apart from that, there is a report.
Well, I haven't seen...
From the doctor.
I haven't seen that report.
I mean, I'm surprised.
I can't deal with social media documents.
Anyway, for me, I think it's unfair. Yeah. I mean, for you to have let me make this comment.
Substantively, very briefly, because I have a very important point to put to you.
Look, when you go to Onye, there's an Agenda 111 project there. We started years ago. So it cannot be said that because John Kuma died, that is why we are championing this cause. When you go to a chunk room, the roads, the town roads are being packed. It cannot be said. When you take the Ejusu, Onye, Donas road, it cannot be said that it was because John Kuma died. Or the school project that are completed. It cannot be said that it's because Young Kumar died. So please, I think that Mustafa, if you don't know the Ejusu constituency well, I think that you need to contact your candidate. And I think that is one of the reasons why you guys ran away. You chickened out because you were briefed as to the monumental projects you put up in Ejusu. And then you run away. I mean, that is a fact.
Talking about roads, a roads minister, he's been on the ground campaigning. I know the party is pulling all the big guns into Ejusu ahead of the by-election. There's something he said that has caused a fair bit of controversy. Listen to him.
The same as our parliament. You could have 2 minutes or so. As a parliament, not a money to try and cross. And I'm a same.
After the recent elections where some constituencies voted skirt and blouse, things haven't been smooth in parliament. Though we are in government, we don't have absolute majority in parliament. I'm pleading with you all. Let us consider the good works of John Puma and vote Kwabena Boateng into parliament to support government. If we bring someone outside the MPP, they will impede government policies. It is important to vote someone from the party in power as NP. As we speak, the party in power has a candidate in the race. If you vote an independent candidate or someone from opposition, how can they come to me to lobby for road projects? He can't. It cannot happen.
That's another party, MP. Now, parliamentary. Obey to have a officer of a lobby for roads. What to me? It ain't happening. Then, I mean, Chadi, MPP, I just saw, Omey, a brand new beer.
So the part where he makes the point about, well, if you don't vote for somebody who is MPP, but you vote for an opposition person who goes to parliament, can he come to me as a road minister and ask for roads for you? He can't, is where many raise the point that regardless of who is in parliament, and considering that he's roads minister for all, and that point that he made was an unfortunate point. You don't disagree, do you, Nana B?
Well, it's not unfortunate. I mean, I agree with him.
Why?
I agree with him because when he is an MPP person, I'm an MPP person, if you have an independent candidate, I mean, for me, I think that naturally we should not run away from the truth. If you have an MPP man approaching an MPP person, clearly, their language and their conversation will be different. If you have an independent person coming up, the language will be different. So I don't think that he said anything untoward. He spoke the truth, and that is a fact.
But that is why
we are saying that an independent candidate. So when the person says that, you just mentioned that the person who is run as an independent candidate is saying that he is championing the project. So for that matter, they should vote for him as an independent candidate. And we are saying no. It is not the case. The fact is that Honorable John Kumar was an MPP member of parliament, and he was a deputy minister in charge of finance. Yes, so clearly I don't have any issue with that. Okay. There's no problem.
Franklin Kuji joins me. He's the president of Imani Africa. Stay with me, please, Nana B, for a second. Just been joined by Franklin Kujo, as a president of Imani Africa on this. Franklin, that is the real politique, is it not? I mean, what Nana B is saying is a fact, is it not? That if you have somebody from his own ranks as an MPP MP, that person will hold a bit more sway when it comes to lobbying than if you have somebody from the opposition. It's just what it is.
Well, good evening to yourself and my good friends on the line. I think Nana B is obviously telling the truth, the political truth, the reality, really. But the question really is that what we should be aspiring to? I mean, if a people decide that they want a particular candidate, does it mean that they have to go to hell because they do not agree with the party in power? I think what the road minister is communicating is not fair. And it appears to me even secondary school politics have actually evolved than even this. This politics of might is stronger, and that the fact that I'm in power, that means people who are closer to me must be able to lobby me to get projects.